Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, and now you can win cold hard cash with our over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. Make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome, everybody, to the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford. I am in Newcastle upon Tyne, sitting up here on the northeast coast of England. The date is Wednesday, the 25th of May, and this show is to take you through the slate of games for Thursday, the 26th of May in MLB. And here to help us is the man with all the information at his fingertips, as always, Mr. Dylan Rockford. Dylan, he's got his Just Do It t-shirt on. Are you just doing it today?
Oh, yeah, just doing it. Starting off the day with the win. Good to be with you. We got there with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Nice comeback win against the Rockies. And, I'm just sweating out this Twins run line game. Bottom of the ninth, guys on the corner, two out. So hopefully they don't get a single. They get a home run.
Yeah, there's some day games going on. It's 20 past 10 where I am, making it about 20 past 5, I think, where you are. So, yeah, we got the Pirates over the line early on. They beat the Rockies 10 to 5. Your Mets have already been blown up.
I don't want to talk about it.
Aaron Ashby, unless something terrible happens in the next 4 or 5 minutes, that first 500 is going to cash as well. Aaron Ashby has given up no earned runs. Yeah, that is a scoreless game. The Brewers and the Padres. And Paul Blackburn has got the A's in front 1-0 as well.
First five's about to cash.
Yeah, so fingers crossed, mate. Let's not mush it because that is entirely possible. What's happening in this Giants and Mets series? It's been crazy as a coconut.
Yeah, I went to sleep last night. 8-2 we were down. I said to my girlfriend, hey, like, I'm going to sleep. I've seen enough of my team get beat up. And I wake up to us coming back from like 6-7 down in the eighth. And then they come back. Jock Peterson hit 3 bombs against us. Like, what did the Mets do to Jock Peterson?
He hit one tonight.
Another one?
Oh, yeah, he hit God. The... Evan Longoria hit the first one, and then Jock Peterson followed him up. So that was 5 runs in the first and 4 runs in the second there. So, yeah, he's had four homers in his last 6 at-bats.
Yeah, I think we're going to lose another series here. The Mets, not good.
Yeah, I mean, the pitching started to catch up with him again, isn't it? That little injury tonight was, I can't even pronounce his name. We tried last night to pronounce his name, and we failed, didn't he? Let me get the box score up and give it one more go.
I didn't know his name, but he wasn't looking good.
Sapuki. It looks to me, my trained eye, it looks of Hungarian descent. That's all I'll say there. But we'll get onto that later on. So yeah, and we do enjoy a little bit of action. I like watching the the scores tick over as we're recording the pods. So I think I went 50-50 last night on my picks, which wasn't too bad because I'd opened up okay on Monday night and we've had a relatively sharp start this evening. Tomorrow is quite a short slate of games, 11 games, which isn't too bad for us to get our teeth into. We will start with the 6:40 Eastern first pitch between the New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays. And probably a good place to start to get this one out of the way because we can't do much with it. We don't have a pitcher for the Rays. There are no lines at all up as yet. Nasty Nestor Cortez is going for the Yankees, the left-handed pitcher. 3-1 on the season with a 180 ERA. He started 8 games, pitched 45 innings with 56 Ks in a whip of 0.89. And it's just been nothing short of magnificent as Cortez. But apart from that, we can't embellish the information without anything. I know you don't have anything for the Rays either on this, do you, Dylan?
Yeah, from what I'm seeing right now, I'm looking at a couple websites and just seeing who might go. It might look like Jalen Beeks. He's like a kind of a bulk guy, relief pitcher. He started a couple this year. He's only going to go 1-2 innings. So, but at home, he hasn't been that bad. I mean, he only pitches 2 innings. But I hope, hopefully, when the numbers come out, hopefully we can get a good price with Nestor Cortez. Because on the road, he's actually better than he is at home. He's 2-1 on the road with a 1.64 ERA. He's only giving up 4 runs. Batters are only hitting .220 off of him. He's having a Cy Young year so far. So hopefully the bats wake up a little bit. I mean, they did get the win yesterday, the Yankees. So hopefully we get a good number with the Yankees.
Yeah, that was another game that we cashed actually. I think we had Baltimore on the run line. They've caused the Yankees all kind of headaches over the last week or so, pushing them close. And yeah, Tampa Bay, like I say, I think I said the last couple of nights, actually, they've just been quite flexing their muscles because Tampa Bay never really do, but they just sort of, they just glide along really and they've got themselves in a decent position. 6-4 in the last 10. But yeah, we haven't got any picks as such to give out on this. Like you said, Cortez is primed for a good road start, but that's about as far as we can get. So we will move on to a, in fact, the 12:35. There's a lunchtime game which I've missed here. So the Chicago Cubs at the Cincinnati Reds is a 12:35 Eastern first pitch, which is Justin Steele and Hunter Green. Justin Steele, the left-handed pitcher for Chicago, he is 1-4. With a 3.82 ERA, started 8 games, pitched 33 innings for 38 Ks and a 1.42 whip. And he takes on Hunter Green, who is 1-6, has that ERA of 5.49. Just pulling his stats up in front of me now. Pitched 39 and a third, 50 strikeouts, which is a lot in 39 innings, and that whip of 1.47. Yeah, it was a tricky one, this one. Justin Steele, I think I faded him last time and he pitched really well. I watched the game, actually, and he pitched really well. And I quite like Green as well. We've told Green, even though if you looked at his bare figures, 1-6 isn't great. A 5.49 ERA isn't great. But he's got all the ability in the world. He obviously threw that the scoreless game when he was taken out. I think that was 4 starts ago. He's since gone 7.1. Against Pittsburgh. In fact, I think it was that game, actually. No hits and 1 earned run. Sorry, that was the game they no-hit them and got beat. He fit 7 1/3 there, and then he only gave up 1 run in 6 innings. That Toronto, what should be a high-octane offense in Toronto. So I thought this could go under. I thought both pitchers had a chance of keeping this relatively close. If I can find you the line. The lines are Chicago minus 117 and Cincinnati minus 101 with the over or under set at 8.5. Neither offense are particularly strong here. although the Reds have been going over. But I think both you and Noah have pointed out over the last couple of nights that this is just starting to regress a little bit. The over machine that was the Cincinnati Reds is starting to regress. So I thought both pitchers could go well and keep these offenses in check. That 8.5 looks big, and I was happy to take the under at even money, Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually going to go back on the overtrain with the Reds. First two games of the series, they flew over the number. I think with how good the Cubs have been hitting in this series, they could tack on a few runs, 4 or 5, against Green. And they have the best home to the over as well. 5 runs in just 8 innings with Hunter Green. And the Reds are also 13-3 towards the over at home. So I think with the Cubs being able to hit as well as they have in this series, they've been able to score 5 runs, 5 or more runs, excuse me, in 5 straight games. So I think we get over this number. I'm going to go over 8.5. And for the side, I did make the Cubs a favorite. So I'm seeing a -113 at WinBet. That's a nice price because I made the Cubs a -120 favorite.
Yeah, the bit of a concern that I did have was that I watched the first maybe 3 or 4 innings of this, the Cubs and the Reds last night, which was Stroman against Marley. They might as well have started the inning with the bases loaded. There was just a gazillion runners. Every time I looked up from whatever I was doing, I kind of had it on in the background. It was just the runners everywhere, all the time.
Yeah.
And I got, what did the game finish? But there was, runners and runs. And drag up last night's box score from this one. So it finished 11-4 for the Cubs, but the Cubs led 3-2 after the first inning, scored 2 more in the third and 5 more in the fifth. So my touting of Tyler Marley went entirely tits up. A little bit concerned about that, but yeah, it's a different story with 2 different pitchers on the hill. So I think Green and Steele can do a better job there. Next is here, 7:05 Eastern. First pitch is the Colorado Rockies at the Washington Nationals. Germán Márquez goes for Colorado and Patrick Corbin, lefty on the hill for Washington. Márquez, he has a record of 1-4 with a 6.14 ERA. Started 8 games, 44 innings, pitched 39 Ks and a 1.59 whip. Corbin is 0-7 with a 6.60 ERA. 9 games started, 43 2/3, 39 Ks and a 1.69 whip. 2 pitchers. Márquez has got the better ERA and it's 6.14. That's impressive. Márquez in his starts this season, this is how many earned runs he has given up. 1-4-4-4-7-3-3-4. So he gave up 1 first time, then it's a minimum of 3 and often 4 or more. Corbin has given up 5 twice. He's given up 6 and he's given up 7 in the 9 games that he's started. I mean, it looks like a trap, but you take over anything. I think I'd take over 22 if they offered it to me. Colorado are -104 on the money line. Washington a -114. The over-under set at 8.5. I've written trap question mark next to this because it should go over. However, the 2 games in the series on Monday and Tuesday finished 2-1. It might have just been last night. Low scoring games. But yeah, I'm going to back my judgment here. I wanted to see the number when I handicapped this. I hadn't seen it. I now see it at 8.5. The numbers I've written out, you have to take the over. Do you agree, Dylan?
Yeah, this game screams over. I think for anyone that just blatantly looks at the game, I took the over 8.5 like you. I set my total at 9.4. So basically, I'm begging on both pitchers to give up a few runs on each side. Márquez, he gave up 7 runs against the Rockies last time, while Corbin, he only surrendered 3, but in his last 2 starts, he's given up 5 runs in both of them. I can't trust Corbin or Márquez. So this game screams over to me. I'm surprised it came out at 8.5.
Yeah, so yeah, hopefully we haven't missed something. It's not a trap, and this just cashes as easy as it looks like it should. A 7:10 Eastern first pitch is the Cleveland Guardians, the Detroit Tigers. TBD pitcher for Cleveland on MLB.com. I've got Aaron Civale. You can correct me if you think that might be wrong. And Tarek Skubal is going for the Detroit Tigers. Have we got any lines up? That normally gives you a clue. I've got no lines in front of me, actually. Dylan Cleveland at Detroit. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, Skubal and Savali is going. Surprised we don't have any lines up, but I do favor the Tigers here at home. I made them a -115 favorite short, but main reason is I like Skubal at home in his last two starts. He hasn't given up a run, and last time Skubal went up against the Guardians, which was ironically his last start, he went 5 scoreless. He didn't give up a walk, so I like him at home. I know the Tigers have been struggling, but they just took a 4-2 lead against the Twins here. Traveling might be a little of an issue, but coming back home, I like the Tigers here as a short favorite.
Yeah, I didn't have much for this, obviously, with no lines out. I do to struggle watching the Tigers at the minute. Maybe some, like you say, some signs of life here. Jamie Candelario's just had a dinger there in extras. In the top of the 10th, to give them a 4-2. They are actually, I've actually written down, they can't beat anyone, but they are 5-5 in the last 10. So that's possibly my pocket talking here. So I've got nothing with that one, but if you tell me Detroit are going to win, who am I to argue with you, Dylan? Next up is a 7:20 first pitch, which is the Philadelphia Phillies at the Atlanta Braves. Aaron Nola goes for Philly and Kyle Wright goes for Atlanta. Decent looking pitching matchup, this one. Philly are +104. Atlanta are -121. The overall under is 8.5. And we'll throw this one to you, Dylan. Philadelphia at Atlanta.
Yeah, I'll take a chance here with the home team. I'll back the Braves here on the money line. The Braves had the Phillies numbers so far this season. And Kyle Wright, he's off to a pretty good start at home, 3-1. 2.4 ERA, just 8 runs given up in 30 innings. Batters are only hitting .179 off him. And as for Nola, he's worse on the road than he is at home. And get this, the Phillies have lost 8 straight games that he started at home or away. It doesn't matter where they are, 8 straight games they've lost. So I think the Braves could get to Aaron Nola here at home. So give me the home team. I'm backing the Braves.
Yeah, this was a really close, actually, but I thought the exact same thing as you. I just thought the Atlanta were a slight favourite due to being at home. I thought it was that straightforward. I got -115 earlier on. They're down to -121 now. Nola's stats aren't that bad, but yeah, you just can't buy a win at the moment. And I do like Kyle Wright. He's someone that we've had an eye on this podcast for a little while, and I think he's going to back that up. There's nothing in the records of the two teams. I think they're both one game under 500. Atlanta 11-12 at home and Philly 9-10 away. So there was nothing you could really use to separate them. So a little bit of home advantage and a slight lean for Kyle Wright here. And that was that. Let me tell you about WinBet, which if you've been watching Sean and Ryan and Moonaf and Terrell Furman and the boys, I watched their live NBA broadcast earlier on. I know nothing about the NBA at all, but I've got the notification that the boys were live from the Blue Wire Pod there in Vegas. So I got across and watched that, and that was really good. So the win, Las Vegas Casino, it running a bet 50 to win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WinBet Casino is offering a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. All users can receive a $20 free bet if they win, lose, or push with 3 or more leg build your own bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. Players can take advantage of the offer on NBA playoffs. The match is coming to the Win. You can bet on it at WinBet. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers at -200, or take Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes at +165. There's loads to choose from. All you have to do is download the WinBet app or visit wynnbet.com to get started. Offer subject to change. T's and C's at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. I am also going to take this opportunity to tell you about IP Vanish. Use IPVanish to protect your privacy when you're browsing online. You need the added security to keep your private data away from hackers, advertisers, etc. We at the SGPN use IPVanish to keep truly private and secure on the internet, which it encrypts 100% of our data. So private details, passwords, communiques, browsing history, etc., will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. IP Vanish makes you virtually visible online. It's that simple. Use it with unlimited devices, Fire Stick if you're streaming stuff, at home or in public. IP Vanish are offering 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's super easy to use. Just tap one button, you're instantly covered. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. Go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP to claim your 70% savings. ipvanish.com/SGP. Next is the 7-4 to Eastern first pitch between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Daniel Lynch goes for Kansas City and Devin Smeltzer goes for Minnesota. The lines are Minnesota are favourites at -190. KC, you're a +160 dog. Overall under set at 7.5. Lynch, 2-3 for Kansas with a 4.01 ERA in his 7 starts. 38 2/3 pitched, 31 strikeouts and a 1.37 whip. Smeltzer started 2 games. He is 1-0 with a 1.74 ERA. 10 1/3 pitch, 2 strikeouts, and a 1.06 whip. Lynch has had 2 bad starts out of those 7. The very first game he pitched this season at St. Louis, and then his last start, which was against this Minnesota Twins team, he gave up 4 earned on 5 hits over 3 2/3. In between that, the 5-game sandwich, it's been really good for Lynch. So, one of which actually was a 0 earned run start against Minnesota on April the 20th. So we've got examples there of a good start against Minnesota and a bad one, actually. So we need to have a crystal ball and decide which one we're going to get. Smeltzer, one of his 2 starts has come against Kansas City, where he pitched well. He gave up 1 earned run on 5 hits in 5 innings. I think this could see a relatively low score, and I trust Lynch to give us one of the better of those starts. And Smeltzer's done nothing wrong, really. Last night was a low-scoring game. So I think they could stay this way. And I was happy to take the under 7.5. The Royals haven't really been hitting either. So under 7.5 for me on this one. Dylan, do you agree?
Yeah, I set my total at 7.2. So I do agree with the under. But I'm going to call me an idiot, but I'm going to go back to Twins -1.5 here. I got it at +110. I'm seeing +122s now. So any sort of a plus price is a good value for me. I set the Twins at a -175 favorite, but to get a nice plus price, I'll take a shot with the 20s. Smeltzer, like you said, he's only making his 3rd start of the season, but he's been able to go 5 innings in both his starts, only 2 runs given up. Not so many strikeouts, but I like him a little more than Daniel Lynch. Lynch has had a good year, but I can't back this Royal team right now. They've lost 6 in a row, 4 straight to the Twins. They're just 6-13 on the road. The Twins, they're a great home team and as the favorite. So I just think this is a bad spot for the Royals, having to travel to Minnesota. They're on a losing streak. I like the Twins here. I think they win by more than 2. So give me the run line on the Twins.
Yeah, that Kansas City record is starting to look really ugly now, actually. The run differential is -62. It's getting down there with the bad teams, with the Washington Nationals and the Cincinnati Reds. And that wasn't really the plan for Kansas. I think they were supposed to be a little bit more competitive. But yeah, 2-8 in their last 10. They are struggling a little bit. So tomorrow looks like a tough spot to put that one right. 7:45 Eastern first pitch is the Milwaukee Brewers at the St. Louis Cardinals. Eric Lauer, lefty, goes for Milwaukee. And Adam Wainwright, the veteran, is on the hill for St. Louis. I have only got money lines for this one. You might be able to help us out with your Rockford lines if you've got any. The Brewers are +107 and St. Louis are -125. I'll throw this one across to you. Have you got an over or under, an official one, or what was the line that you got to?
So I'm overseeing here at WinBet for over under is 7.5, juice towards the over at -115. You could go.
You carry on, mate. Go on.
All right. Yeah. No. So I set my total at 7.2. This number is like right on the line, even the money lines. I made the Cardinals a -110 favorite, the Brewers +110 I would need. So nothing really official here. If I had to play something, I mean, I would lean under the 7.5. But with how good the Cardinals have been at home, towards the over scares me a little. They're 13-6 towards the over this season. But both teams, they've been on a really of a winning streak as of late. The Brewers have gone under this number 4 of 5 games. And I like Dakota Hudson as well, especially with how good he's been at home. 1.80 ERA, just 3 runs given up in 15 innings. The more I talk about it, though, the more I actually like the Cardinals here. But under 7.5 if I had
Sorry,
to play.
Sorry, Dylan, if you've got Dakota Hudson going for St. Louis.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because I gave out Adam Wainwright. I've got Wainwright going. Oh, is that today? Hang on. No, it's not. Tomorrow. I assumed I was wrong then. That's how much you boys have beaten me down so much. I just assume I'm in the wrong then. Right, I've got Adam Wainwright. So, I don't know. If you're singing Hudson, then that makes it even trappier to handicap. Yeah, carry on, mate. Give us your Hudson stuff and then...
That's all I really had. I favor Dakota Hudson here. I do think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I set my total at 7.2, so at 7.5, I'm probably not going to stay away from this game just because it could go either way. But if I had to play it, small lean towards the under, maybe first 5 under.
The way I handicapped this, it was incredibly tight. You couldn't put a cigarette paper between the two teams for me. It's a nice-looking pitching matchup, if it is Adam Wainwright. Obviously, that's been thrown slightly into doubt here. The only way I could handicap this was, it was so close, I couldn't split them. So I took the team with a bigger price. It just seems the prudent thing to do. There was some I took +105, actually, earlier on. There's now a +107. Those 2 points aren't going to affect much. But yeah, I really couldn't split them at all. Brewers have been fine. They're struggling to score runs. That game is in the bottom of the fifth now. We took the first 5 under and I wanted Ashby to do good stuff, which has come to pass. So that's a result. And like you say, St. Louis have been good scoring runs at home. So I didn't want anything to do with the total. So I'll take the Brewers. But yeah, it's a pick and really. It's a toss of a coin, but Milwaukee at +107. For me, 8:10 Eastern first pitch is the red hot Red Sox against the Chicago White Sox. It is Michael Wacker and it is Dallas Keuchel for the White Sox. The lines are Boston are -105, Chicago White Sox -115. The over or under is set at 9. Who's in charge of this one? Dylan, you can tell us about this. Wacker at Keuchel. It's a strange-looking matchup.
Yeah, it's weird because I'm seeing over at WinBet that the Red Sox are underdogs at +103. I actually haven't flipped. I made Michael Wacker and the Red Sox a -115 favorite. So I'm going to take the hotter team here with the Red Sox. They've won 6 in a row, and they've won consecutive series against 3. Mariners, Astros, and the Rangers. They've jumped into 4th in the league in batting average. They're 1st in doubles, 6 in total hits. So they've really turned things around. Now with Dallas Keuchel, I thought he seemed to be turning it around as well, but then he just got lit up over the weekend against the Yankees. So I don't know. It's inconsistent with him. I still don't trust him and the White Sox. They're 9-11 at home, so not the best record defending your area. So I think this is a bad spot for Keuchel. I'm going to take the Red Sox to keep it hot.
Yeah, mate, I use the exact same words on my notes. Sometimes we get a little bit eerily in lockstep. I just wrote Boston hot, 1-6. So I don't trust Wacker, even though his numbers haven't been appalling. Dallas Keuchel has been appalling, however. Lewis Robert, I always call him Robert. Lewis Robert is out. He is on the COVID IL. So that cuts down on the White Sox offense just a smidge. He's one of their star players. So yeah, Boston for me was a 1-6 in a row. In the cousin Mush actually was asking earlier on if we fancied the Red Sox to keep it hot. So, yeah, they'd have to win that game tonight. But, yeah, I fancied them for tomorrow's game, and I thought minus 105 was a relatively decent price on the Boston Red Sox. Next up is... I'll tell you what's next up. In fact, I am going to call an audible here, and I'm going to tell you about Sleeper. Sleeper are the app where I have the majority of my fantasy NFL teams. By far the best app for your fantasy NFL teams. If you haven't got them on there, move them across. Just move the entire league across there. Outstanding app and product. But even more fun now with the over or under. It's really easy. In any sport, choose a couple of players that you like and pick the over or under on their props, points in basketball, hits in baseball, etc. Choose your stake, and if you hit those correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 to 20 times the money you put in. The chat room's really good fun as well. You can copy your friends' picks, so you can all play the same picks together and have a little bit of smack talk. So stop what you're doing and download the Sleeper app to play the new over or under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. If you go to the Sleeper app, download it and use the code SGPMLB, Sleeper will match your first deposit up to $100. So join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGPMLB. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Okay, moving on. We've got three more games left to handicap on this slate. In the meantime, we have been joined by Noah Bennett. Noah's had some gremlins in his system back at home. Noah, hello, mate. How are you?
How's it going, Malcolm? Pretty unprofessional by me, but I have no idea how technology works nowadays. We use this communication app called Slack, and for some reason, it just turns off your notifications whenever it really wants to. So honestly, I was sitting right next to my computer and lost track of time as I was watching college baseball that's also on today that I'm just hawking right now during postseason time there. So, but yeah, I literally just did not see the time and did not get a notification to remind me, hey, I got MLB to do today also. So that's on me, guys. But I'm in here now for the second half of the podcast.
I told you what's happening is that I am very slowly dragging you all down to my level. This is my plan. This is the long game. We started by getting the timings mixed up. Then your tech goes wrong. I'm going to turn your brain to custard, Noah, and you, Dylan. Moonaf's already halfway gone. I've been working on Moonaf for about 18 months. So I'm dragging you down. The better I look.
I literally sent kind of like a warning shot yesterday. I was like, hey, anybody know how to fix your notifications in the Slack channel? And I was like, so Kramer was like, is it mobile or not? And I was like, yeah, it's mobile. He told me, like, check this, and it wasn't what was up. So I literally, like, I have to look it up now because this is unacceptable after doing pulling this stunt.
Right. Well, I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself, Noah. We've got three games left to handicap. You must give us three winners here. That's the only way you're getting out of it. So give us three winners and we'll do our lock and dog as well at the end. I know that giving live updates on the scores is entirely fruitless, but my guy, Paul Blackburn, is still scoreless against the Mariners, top of the sixth. And the A's are now 3-0 up, so that looks like a good cash. And the first five under with Aaron Ashby did cash, although the Padres have got a run. So nice. Chugging along okay. Noah is going to pour some coal on the fire of our winnings here as well. The 9:38 Eastern first pitch is the Toronto Blue Jays at the LA Angels. Hun Jin Ryu goes for Toronto, left-handed pitcher. And the poster boy, Shohei Ohtani, goes for the LA Angels. The lines are... The Angels are the favourites with Ohtani on the mound at minus 143. Toronto are plus 123 dogs. Over or under set at 7.5. Ryu is 1-0 with an ERA of 6. Started four games, pitched 18 innings, 11 strikeouts and a 133 whip. Ohtani 3-2 with a 282 ERA, 7 starts, 38 1/3. 53 strikeouts and a 102 whip. Reeves had a season in two parts. He had a couple of starts which weren't great. Then he had a stint on the IL. He's been back for two starts now. Those two starts have been outstanding. One earned run in 10 and two-thirds pitch. So green shoots of recovery for Hun Jin Ryu. I don't really need to say an awful lot more about Shohei Ohtani. He's powering along. He's unlucky to only have that record of 3-2, actually, with a 2.82 ERA. Bear in mind the Angels have been winning games and his lines all the way through have been great. Gave up two last time at Texas, but before that was one run at Tampa Bay and no runs at Boston. And what was a really great outing for him. This was a hard game to handicap. I think the Angels seem to be leveling off a bit. They probably round about 10 days ago, they were probably the hottest team along with the Yankees in MLB. I think we talked that they were the team that had improved their playoff odds more than any other team in MLB. That just seems to have leveled out a little bit. I mean, they're 5-5 in the last 10, which is perfectly acceptable. They've got this home record of 15-8, which is worth having a look at. I thought the 7.5 looked low, which, bear in mind the what I've just told you about the two pitchers, might seem counterintuitive, but this is two potent offenses. The Blue Jays are hanging in the AL East. They're not where they want to be, but they're not too far behind either. I just thought maybe that each pitcher could be good for a couple of runs, and then maybe the bullpens could take us over. But this is a really tricky game. A slight lean towards the over 7.5 for me. Noah, come on then. What you got? Toronto at the LA Angels.
Yeah, I would be leaning towards the over with you here as well. My question, honestly, for either you or Dylan to ask for this game is, where do we think the public is going to fall? Will they fall for Toronto, who they absolutely love this offense, or are they going to fall for the Golden Boy in Shohei Ohtani? What do you think?
I would say Ohtani, because you do have 57% of the early money in on the Angels. So,
yeah, so I would take that in, like, into my handicap for this game specifically. It just feels like two heavily, like, betting communities that I've followed throughout the season so far are head to head right now. And honestly, I think there's one way to simplify it, and it's just take the over. It kind of takes both of them out of the equation and just root for offense in this game.
Yeah, exactly the conclusion I got to, Noah. Dylan, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the side of the public here. I'm going to take Ohtani here at home. I think he's just shown more this year that he can be more consistent than Ryu. And Ryu is only making a second start on the road, so I got to see more from him before I back him on the road. The Blue Jays, they did have a nice win against the Cardinals last night, but now having to travel to L.A. after the Angels have been home for a week, the Halos, they have rattled off three wins in a row, and they are great at home and as the favorite. I think Ohtani gives them a nice outing, so I'll take a shot with the Angels. And as for the total, I'll co-sign with the over. I made my total 7.9.
The 9:40 Eastern first pitch is the LA Dodgers at the Arizona Diamondbacks. We have just acquired the LA Dodgers starting pitchers, and it's going to be Mitch White going for the Dodgers. Probably as an opener, you might get a couple of innings out of him. For Arizona, it is Humberto Castellanos. I do have some lines, actually. LA Dodgers -182, Arizona +157. An overall under is set at 9. Noah, how did you handicap this one? Tricky.
Yeah, a little tricky, but I just handicapped it with one word: guts. This D-backs team does not give up. They scratch and claw away at leads until the game goes final, and they're not afraid to hit a walk-off on you. Humberto Castellanos is 3-1 on the year with a 4.29 ERA, 26 strikeouts, 9 walks in 35.2 innings pitched in his last three outings. Castellanos has been super consistent, going at least five innings with five strikeouts, one walk, and basically three runs in each appearance. He's like the Diamondbacks' Bo Brisky at this point. Consistency is key, and you know what you'll get from Castellanos and the D-backs here. We, like Malcolm mentioned, we just figured out that Mitch White will be the starter for the Dodgers, and he's gone two innings for most of his appearances since April 16th, spanning anywhere from two to three strikeouts in each one of them, and averaging a walk in those two innings as well. In his most recent appearance against Philadelphia, he gave up three runs on three hits with two strikeouts and a walk. For me, I feel like I just know what I'm going to get with the Diamondbacks here. And if you're constantly chucking, like, let's say five or six arms at this D-backs lineup, they're going to get to one of these guys with the way they've been swinging lately. So when this price drops, and I mean, it looks like it has, I'm going to be on the Arizona money line. So that's where my handicap falls for this game.
Okay, big dog then for Noah. So he comes in late, but he comes out swinging as well. Plus 157 for the D-backs. You can say that the Dodgers are actually scuffling along tonight. They've battered the Nationals all week, and we have made hay on the Dodgers' run lines. However, top seven tonight, Nationals lead 1-0. So we'll have to see how that one pans out in the next half an hour or so. Noah, LA Dodgers, Arizona Diamondbacks, do you have much on Mitch White at all?
Dylan.
Yeah, no. You said no, and that's why I was so confused. I? But give me the over here. I set my total at 9.4. Mitch White, he's kind of a bulk guy. He'll start to give you one, two innings, maybe three, depending on how he's doing. But with Castellanos, most of his starts are kind of identical, home and away. He'll go five innings, give up two, three runs. He'll even give up a home run, though. Walks are down, which are good. But as of late, these two teams have been in very high-scoring games. The over is 8-2 in the Snakes' last 10. While the Dodgers are 7-3 towards the over in their last 10. I think both starters could give up 3-4 each, respectfully. Then we get to the bullpen. So as for the side, I like the D-backs if I could get a plus 170. That's what I made the Dodgers a minus 170 favorite. So if I could get a plus 170, I'd be on the D-backs as well. But I'm going to go over here, over 9.
Yeah, this does seem like a good spot to get an underdog. And one of the things that would put me off would be if the Dodgers lost tonight, because you'd maybe expect them to run into one shocker this week. And tomorrow against the D-backs might have been the one, unless they throw one in tonight
against the Nationals,
which is a possibility. Maybe the D-backs on the run line, that'll be slightly, not chalky, but I think it'll be minus money. So, yeah, looking to get involved in the D-backs somehow, maybe a team total or hits. And say Dylan's got his line at over that total of 9. So yeah, tricky one to handicap with Mitch White. But yeah, let's get involved with the D-backs. The final game on tonight's card is the Texas Rangers at the Oakland Athletics. Martin Perez goes for Texas, and Frankie Montas is on the hill for Oakland. Do we have any lines? There we go. Yeah, Texas are plus 107. Underdogs. Oakland are minus 124. The overall under is set at 7. And Dylan, I think you've got this one for us.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to watch this pitching duel between Perez and Montas. Both pitchers, they faced each other back in April. Both went 6-7 innings. Only two runs given up. So both in general, both squads have been struggling to score runs, but more on the Rangers side than the A's. But for as good as Perez has been this season, I think I'm going to back Montas here at home. I think he'll come back. At last start, he was taken out after only going 1 1/3. So I think he'll have a good start at home. So I'm going to back the A's here at minus 120 on the money line. I like them.
So it's the A's for Dylan. Noah, what's your opinion?
Yeah, I've just been digging a little bit deeper into Montas's last three starts, where he is 0-2 on the decision, and his most recent start, he was pulled after 2.2 innings. He against the Angels the first time, his last two starts are against the Angels, and his third start was against the Tigers. His first start against the Angels, however, he went six innings. He had 12 strikeouts, only gave up two earned runs, and still got the loss. So it's more of a pitcher's record doesn't really count as a good stat anymore type game. But giving up four on fourth strikeouts, three walks to the Tigers, one of the worst offenses in the league right now. So depressing watching this team night in and night out. And then the Angels
winners tonight, though.
What?
They've won tonight.
Yes, that is the case. And yeah, so Montas has been the one that has stumbled as of late, whereas Perez, he's coming off of a complete game. Now, Malcolm, this is the point where I think we discussed this on the last podcast with like Nick Pivetta. Are we fading Perez after a complete game?
Well, I think it went tits up when we faded Nick Pivetta. Last night, or was that
Boston
tonight?
Put up like 16 runs. So it's not more
exactly
a Nick Pivetta thing. It was the offense just came out and just gunned him.
Yeah, Martin Perez has actually, his stat line's been that good. He got on my fantasy radar, actually, and I picked him up in a couple of places. Because he seems pretty legit. Said that he had the no-hitter, then one earned run against Boston, one earned run against Kansas the time before that. Plenty of strikeouts. He's not walking batters. So the underlying metrics were all good. So, yeah, I would stick with him. This was really hard game to handicap, this one. It seemed very, very tight. I mean, you like Frankie Montas, but then you look at that Oakland home record of 6-14. And it just puts you off completely. The over under seemed right on the money. I can't decide. I would take Texas here, I think. I think Texas are a slightly better team. There's not much in it. That Oakland home record is horrible. They're going to win again tonight, by the looks of it, Oakland, on the road. So maybe a bit of a letdown spot for them tomorrow. It's home to Texas. So I'll take Texas on the money line. Dylan, did you give us a pick there at the end of your handicap?
Yeah, I like Texas. I'm gonna ride with Texas you on Martin Perez. I like what he's doing, and like you said, I've been streaming him. I've not really kept him on my team, but I'm definitely gonna be looking into doing that because, yeah, I mean the guy's just been a stud so far in 2022. So,
did you tonight watch the end of the Detroit game, Noah?
No, I've had more college baseball on, but I know it turned out crazy. Correct.
Well, what I was going to ask you, it's a trivia question, and there's a topical answer here, so you see if you can give me the answer. Who got the save for the Tigers?
Oh, Lord, and it's not Soto.
It's something topical. Once you'll recognize what I'm getting at once I've given you the answer. Come on, you can do it.
Something we talked about this week.
We talked about this week. It made you laugh. Hang on. Hands up. Dylan, would you like to tell the class?
Is it Chaffin?
It's Andrew Chaffin. Come on, Noah.
Nice.
Oh, that was good.
It's just thrown together. Andrew Chaffin with the save.
You can't make this shit up.
So there you go. I tell you what, if there's been a better segue into the Manscaped read than that, on any of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network podcasts, I refuse to believe it. So Andrew Chaffin, he'll be heading into Sweaty Sack Summer along with the rest of us, but he won't be Chaffin because he'll be using his Manscaped boxer shorts, the most comfortable boxer shorts that Andrew's ever worn, I reckon. Gills for your groin is how they're described. They've trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's deadly serious. It's time to look after your family jewels, let your bulge breathe, etc. So get 20% off and free shipping by using the code SGP at manscaped.com. You know about some of the other products that we've talked about in the past, the Lawnmower 4.0, which is the electric trimmer for your below-the-waist grooming with its skin-safe technology. But now Manscaped are focusing their efforts on helping out your thigh slappers in other ways with the game-changing boxes. Features include the jewel pouch. Can't say enough about the jewel pouch. Just imagine your balls sipping pina coladas, chilling on a hammock on a tropical beach. The micro model soft fabric, the tagless waistband, which hugs your body, the front fly opening, giving easy access, and loads of designs and colours as well. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. Once the box is 2.0, touch your sack, you'll never go back. And that is fully endorsed by Andrew Chaffin of the Detroit Tigers, who earned a save tonight wearing a pair of those Manscaped boxes. legal department, like we point out, none of that is true. Okay, boys, it is time for our lock and dog this evening. Noah, you were last into the pod. We'll let you lead off. Come out. You promised us, I think you promised us three winners, didn't you? From what I can remember.
Sure. We'll start with the lock. We're going to go into the Sox versus Sox game. We're riding the hot team, and they're minus 105, but I'm going to lock them up either way. It's the Boston Red Sox against the White Sox. They got Michael Wacha on the mound, who's been absolutely rolling, up against Dallas Keuchel, who's carrying a 660 ERA. Love this spot for Wacha in the Sox. And then for my dog today, I will be on the Texas Rangers at plus 107 against the Oakland A's. This is more of a recent sleep play for me because just Martin Perez is hitting in stride and Frankie Montas has had a shaky last three starts. But, I mean, I respect both guys. And if you feel more comfortable, go with the under seven here because the Athletics offense is not very great. And the Rangers, they're spotty. Every once in a while, you get a Seager bomb or a El Bombi bomb. But under seven would be like a third winner, I guess, if you want from me. But plus 107 is the dog on the Rangers.
Okay, he tried his best to give us three winners. Thanks, Noah. Dylan, lock and dog, what you got?
All right. Let's start with my lock. I'm going to go to our nation's capital. I'm going to go to the Rockies Nationals game. I'm going to take the over 8.5. It just screams over. You got two bad pitchers in Marquez and Patrick Corbin. They both give up a lot of hard contact. I just don't understand how this number opened up at 8.5. So I'm going to go. Oh, I know National Stadium's pitcher friendly, but I think we see a lot of runs in this game. So I'm going to go over 8.5 for my lock in the Rockies National. And for my dog, I'm going to go back to the Sox versus Sox game. You could actually get the Red Sox at plus 103 at WinBet. So for all the same reasons that Noah's on them, I'm on them as well. They're the hot team, six in a row. They steadily improved in the hitting column, fourth in the league in batting average. And I just got to fade Dallas Keuchel again. So I'm going to take the Sox as a short underdog at plus 103.
That's my fault. Plus 103 didn't refresh the page. Come on, Mel. Jesus, my win bet has been propped up for 3 hours.
I still got them down as minus 105 anyway. Dylan and myself had both put up the Boston Red Sox earlier on. My lock, I got Colorado and Washington over 8.5 written down here. I'll give that out, but I will give an alternate as well, just so as not to give out the same pick as Dylan has. And that's the Atlanta money line, Atlanta against Philly. Really close game, but just that fact that Nola can't get a win. Philly can't get a win when Nola pitches. And Kyle Wright's been going along great. So ever so slightly the better team and not a bad price, minus 115. For my dog, there wasn't many dogs around tonight. There was no Baltimore playing. There was not many of the bad teams, like the Reds were playing other bad teams. So there was no real juicy dogs. Cleveland have been big dogs lately, but they get Detroit. So there was nothing stood out. So it's only a plus 105 pick, but it's going to be the Brewers against the Cardinals. Eric Lauer going. Looked like a nice matchup. Our handicap, Wainwright, and Dylan handicapped Jordan Hicks, I think it was.
Dakota Hudson.
That was it. Yeah, Dak Hudson. So, yeah, a little bit of clouds hanging over that one. But, yeah, I just thought the Brewers were a better side. And at a slightly plus price, looked like value for me. And that, boys, has got us to the end of the show. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for the next hour or so, which is never comfortable. I'm not going to enjoy it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to watch Kyle Hendricks because this game. Yeah, I know. Well, I've got him. I didn't pick him up in that fantasy league in which you ditched him in. That was probably the only good decision you made in that league. I've got him in TGFBI and I left him in because, well, why the hell not? So, yeah, I'm going to sit and squirm. They're currently in warm-up, so that starts in about 10 minutes. So I'm going to watch Kyle Hendricks for a little while. What are you two boys up to?
You can go now.
Well, the college baseball streets are absolutely wild right now. In back-to-back days, I've hit a plus 170 and plus 190 dog on the same team.
Yeah, I saw that, mate. Good effort.
What?
I saw that you'd you were touting your plus money picks the last two nights.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to bring more attention to the game, and the markets seem to be pretty off. As long as you take a little bit of time to handicap these games, if you can find out, the tough part is like finding out who each team's going to pitch. As of right now, they're going to be playing like five games back to back to back, and these teams only really have three starting pitchers. So it's like really what team has depth, and that's like the biggest handicapping strategy in postseason college baseball. It's just based off of team ERA and which staffs are going to be better. But I just wanted to add in a tweet from our buddy Moonoff, who, where did it go? He just tweeted this out as he's leaving Vegas. Beautiful studio, unbelievable time with friends, tore up the books until next time. So just wanted to fill in for Moonoff there. He killed it in Vegas as well.
Moonoff did kill it. He was looking incredibly glamorous earlier on and sitting there. Sitting in that studio, he looked $1 million, did Moonaf. He scrubs up well. I was delighted to see him. Dylan, what's happening?
Nothing much. Just hopefully the Brewers took their lead against the Padres. So hopefully we get a nice bounce back win from them and the Dodgers. But other than that, just watching some baseball. Got some basketball and NHL playoffs tonight as well. So jam-packed night.
Fun stuff.
Excellent. Cheers, boys. Appreciate you joining us and all the work. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Like, rate, and review in all the usual places, SGP, and download the app. And if you do get those reviews in, I noticed we'd flexed up into the 50s in the charts today, boys.
Really?
So obviously, some people are downloading the podcast. We made it to 50-something in the baseball pod. So yeah, let's crack the top 50. And if you can leave some five-star reviews and some nice chat on there, that'll just lead a few more people, which will help our product and help us all pick some winners. So thanks. We'll be back at some point tomorrow to review Friday and the weekend's games, and we will see you down the road. Cheers.